Sunday, February 9th is a beautiful double six code with the number 9. It is so filled with love. And we have two more days that are just days that resonate with Valentine's Day, really. I mean, the 9th and the 18th and the 27th should all be Valentine's Day this year just because of the incredible, beautiful kindness and compassion and love that exists on this day. So it is a Sunday. So if you can be with your intimate partner, that's great. If you don't have a partner, then you're going to feel an incredible sense of joy and completion. And there's just a sense of being able to let go, being open and flexible, making that shift from joy to love, exploring everything from a place of tremendous freedom, but also alchemy, because 15, the universal date, adds up to alchemy. It adds up to a sense of kindness and compassion. So family, creativity, self-expression, service, feeling good, and being in that high vibrational place of love are all activated today. Now, it is a very special day, of course, because it is the full moon in Leo at 20 degrees, which we covered in part one. Now, even if you're not a Leo, this is very important. And the 20-20-20-20 code is very powerful. The sun and moon at 20 degrees Leo, 20 degrees Aquarius, second month of 2020. There's so many twos and 20s. So definitely go listen to that forecast. And remember that Mars plays a big role in this full moon. And that's important because Mars resonates to that same kind of fire that Leo does. So this is a very activating, fiery, passionate, you know, even sensual, sexual, creative, imaginative full moon. So enjoy the Sunday, the 9th of February. It's really going to be an incredible day of love and passion. Then Monday, the 10th, opens up the doors again to that beautiful intelligence. And the intelligence comes from your desire to manifest today, because the number 10 is about love and light and instant manifestation. So you are very, very much inspired to create new beginnings. And so your ability to research and make incisive investigation into things brings tremendous awareness and awakening. So take the time for meditation today. Contemplate on things. Read a good book. Listen for directions. Be open to sudden shifts and the unexpected. Spend time in nature. Commune with Mother Earth today. In the stars, we have Venus conjunct Chiron. Another beautiful combination here because they both resonate to love. Chiron is the healing love, the sacred healer. Venus is the romantic love. So your values are entering a spiritualization process. You're very, very open to receiving a higher divine standard of living. And so that will impact your relationships because they're also undergoing a shift towards embracing spiritual values on a much deeper level in the 2020s and with this transit. So this is about orgasmic fusion with the cosmos and how it reflects within you and how you interact with others and with the universe. Your response to life is passionate and beautiful. A sacred space is opening inside of you in a way that you will value for a long time. Now, Tuesday, the 11th of February, opens that 11 portal in a beautiful way today because it opens it to the number 8, which is the number of infinity. So what an incredible way to celebrate the 11 portal, because infinity is not only what 8 resonates, it also resonates to leadership. So you have tremendous confidence and inspiration since 11 governs your ability to intuit And so there's a tremendous amount of awareness. There's an abundance that is greatly increased as you listen to that internal voice that the 11 stimulates. So what you focus on today is going to be easily manifested, and definitely you want to focus on prosperity, on the limitless abundance that we have on earth, just to be grateful and to take advantage of your place in this heaven that we have. Mother Earth is really a physical heaven that's been created. And when you connect on that level, you feel deeply empowered. The moon is opposite Chiron today and opposite Venus. Remember, yesterday we had the conjunction with Chiron and Venus. So today the moon is opposite both of those planets. Moon opposite Chiron brings healing through love. And so it's a great time to start therapy if you feel called to do so, any kind of therapy. Massage is a wonderful way to process the potent healing energy that is in play now. Definitely don't be too hard on yourself. Engage in loving internal and external conversations. Your inner spirituality is awakening, and that will require your full attention at this time. The moon opposite Venus means you're connecting to your deepest emotions, and some are appearing after being buried in your subconscious. So turn to beauty to keep you emotionally in balance. You may feel a bit moody during parts of the day. So what this means is you just need more attention and love at this time. So resolve any tensions in your intimate relationships and share that love with others. Dive into a creative project. You're going to feel more sensual today. When Venus and the moon get together, sometimes if you have a sweet tooth, you want to guard against just overstimulating that sweet tooth. So you also want to spend some time alone because you want to nurture your own heart and feel in harmony with who you are. So that is helped when you focus on beautiful art, music, beautiful scents, and anything that feels affectionate and passionate. Wednesday, the 12th of February, resonates to the number 9. So here again, we have a 369 triad activated for the second time in February, and it'll happen again on the 21st. So these are three special days, the 3rd, the 12th, and the 21st, where that 369 triad of self-expression, love, compassion, creativity is activated. So you're feeling highly creative, you're feeling filled with desire to express yourself. Your imagination is very, very strong, so you want to spread that love and that joy or manifest it in a project. So tune into those deep desires, play with the energy, have fun with it, because prosperity is attracted to joy, joyful integration and joyful interaction and joyful engagement. And that is all highly activated today. So you want to invoke that in a form of being joyfully creative. Feel that happiness connecting to pleasure, compassion, passion, spiritual education. The moon squares Jupiter. And so this means your emotions are going to expand. You want to consciously focus on positive outcomes because a square can also mean there's tension. So you need to bring things into balance. And so that means really look at how happiness and freedom are part of your life. Look at how kindness and generosity infuse you with positive energy. And that way you can show up seeing life as a tremendous series of gifts and opportunities. Thursday the 13th is a very special day because it adds up to 10, and the number 13 is the divine feminine transformation empowerment number, 10 being the instant manifestation number. So when they come together, there can be some sudden shifts, some new beginnings, some inspiration that enhance your ability to manifest some brand new directions in your life because you're undergoing some kind of transformation that is exciting and surprising. So that means genius ideas, inventive approaches are showing up, And that happens, of course, especially when you listen to those powerful divine downloads. So trust that you can accomplish anything that you set your intentions on. Plan, be flexible, adjust, and then manifest. The moon enters Scorpio and is opposite Uranus in Taurus. The moon in Scorpio awakens deep, deep, deep feelings and emotional truths that are often not conscious. And Uranus in Taurus shakes up your core values. So you want to be very open and flexible to receive whatever comes your way today. And as you accept and then transform, your abundance can expand. So Taurus and Scorpio rule the two houses of financial flow. So you want to be very much open to letting go. Remember that Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, and Pluto just had that powerful stellium with Saturn in Capricorn. And Pluto is about purging. Scorpio is about purging. So be totally open to see what appears and allow that to be seen. Make it conscious. Make it visible. Remember, we are in 2020. We are seeing things we haven't seen before. The light is shining on the truth. And the more you accept the truth, the more your abundance levels and abundance frequency is raised, because abundance resonates to joy. And the more you let go of what is not resonating with you, the easier and lighter you feel, and abundance is attracted to ease and lightness and joy. Uranus and Scorpio represent transformational change, so you want to welcome that unexpected energy into your life today. On Friday the 14th, it's Valentine's Day, and this year it is an 11 universal date. And that's fabulous, because 11 reduced to 2, and 2 is the number of 2 people. So it is perfect. If you're in a partnership, this is actually a really beautiful Valentine's Day this year. And especially if you are not in some kind of conflict, the shadow side of 11 is living in division and conflict. So you want to definitely get those resolved today. But in any case, that 11 portal is opening up into liberation, into intuition, into freedom. So the interdependency of relationships is very much celebrated today. So really, really listen to your intuition before you speak. You want to communicate what your inner voice is calling you to do today. It's very, very important. Listen deeply to those messages of freedom, because you're really opening up this decade to a new way of being aware, and that's awakening you to some things that you haven't experienced before. You know, you're moving into an experiential way of living. You're moving away from governing your life based on past belief systems and into a life that's only based on what you experience. And that is exciting and adventurous. And the number 14 celebrates that. So you want to leave your past behind, be utterly present, be very open and flexible, go on more adventures, receive, listen, and act. And that's it. It's much simpler than having that heavy load of expectations on you that are derived from the past, which has absolutely no relevance to right now. The moon is trine to Neptune today, a beautiful, loving, spiritual energy. Neptune governs unconditional love. So having this on Valentine's Day is beautiful, or any day really, because it awakens your spirituality, your intuition, your bond with the universe, the galaxies, and your bond with loved ones, because it's all about sweetness, caring, tenderness, love. Moon and Neptune are the very sweet, tender, loving planets. So you have greater psychic awareness today, and delicate matters are understood more easily as your heart expands with love. Your imagination, intuition, and creativity are greatly magnified as well. Your dreams and fantasies feel very real today. So engage in soul-centered activities. Be creative. Be the artist. You know, allow your inner artist to speak. Pay attention to your visions, because mystical experiences are available to you now. And deep conversations with friends bring a lot of healing. Then on Saturday, the 15th of February, we have that beautiful number of spiritual alchemy, magic and love, uplifting others through joy, number 15, merged with the number 12, which reduces to 3. So we have a double 6 code and the number 3. 15 reduces to 6, February is a 6 universal month, and 12 reduces to 3, of course. So this is a day of love, nourishment, pleasure, abundance, learning. 12 is the number of learning. It's passionate engagement, taking responsibility. Those translate into joy and financial expansion. It's a huge day for prosperity, and love and intimacy and romance are intensified as well. So your feelings and desire to express yourself creatively or being of service in a positive way are really, really enhanced. And it's a beautiful day for family and home-related matters and connecting to loved ones. The moon squares the sun today, and that may mean your mood is a little bit more changeable. So take time to breathe, get some space. It is the weekend, so, you know, make time for yourself. If you feel like, you know, action is required, please go and act. The square is always about not sitting still if you feel inspired to do something. So make an effort to listen with both your heart and mind. Get that extra rest. And guard against being emotionally reactive.